Could the effects of smoking be passed down through generations? This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.
Internal machinery response to these.
Florida State University College of Medicine professor and director of the FSU Center for Brain Repair, Dr. Pradeep Bide, is an expert in brain disorders.
And we're talking about the epigenetic changes. A lot of the initial work is
among other brain disorders, he specifically focuses on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which affects about 10% of children in the United States. In his latest research, Dr. Bide is exploring the effects of smoking throughout generations of family members. He says a mother who smokes during pregnancy could be putting their unborn child at risk for ADHD.
If women smoked when they are pregnant, smoked cigarettes, children have almost a twofold increase in the risk for developing ADHD.
So that makes sense. A mother's actions can affect her unborn child. But could that link also be present for grandparents and grandchildren? Dr. Bide and his fellow Florida State researcher, Dr. Jinmin Zhu, are now learning through research that ADHD associated with smoking during pregnancy could also be passed across several generations. So even if a child's mother did not smoke during her pregnancy, a child could inherit the disorder from a grandmother who smoked during her pregnancy.
What it means is, in some ways, even though I never smoked, maybe my parents never smoked, or there was some other environmental factor that I never experienced, but I may be showing the effects of that, some effects of that, because two generations ago, my forefathers were exposed to that factor.
Dr. Bide and his collaborators have discovered a link between prenatal nicotine exposure and ADHD symptoms two or three generations later.
So it is not just the genetic factors that determine who we are or what our behaviors are, what our predispositions are to disease, but the so-called epigenetic factors, which is modifications of the genome as a result of environmental influence that can be permanent, affects the germ cells, and it's transmitted from one generation to another, even though the actual insult was several generations ago.
Dr. Bide is trying to discover why this link may occur as he tries to figure out what factors are leading to an increase of ADHD cases in the U.S.
The cause remains obscure. It's possible that this type of a transgenerational transmission might account for at least some of that increasing incidence.
Though more testing is needed to determine the exact cause of the link between generations, Dr. Bide says this research gives him and his team the starting point they need to answer some important questions.
The excitement is this is not just an experiment we thought up in the lab and doesn't go anywhere, but there's real relevance to public health.
This latest research has been published in the Journal of Neuroscience. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.